There are no words. I don't know what to say. There's nothing I can share with you that I think would be helpful. How do we create culture and memory when there are no words we know how to say? How do we hold our traditions and the memories of those customs, rituals, and people who are no longer with us, and still find ways to celebrate the blessings they brought us? I've been a rabbi for a number of years now, since 2012, that's hard to believe. And I've had the privilege of working with many families as their loved ones are in their last moments and following. And almost without a doubt, every time I officiate at a funeral, a family member comes up to me and says, "This must be really hard for you." And I say, "No, actually, this is a really beautiful opportunity to make meaning and to honor those who have gone before us." But I've come to understand that many people don't feel comfortable sitting with grief, with loss, with pain, with memory, with the gap between the world that we want to live in and the world that is actually here. And so, unlike many of my colleagues, I don't prefer weddings or bar and bat mitzvahs. I'm kind of a funeral guy, bringing comfort and healing to those whose lives have been upended. But the hardest funeral that I have been part of was not for anyone whose service I was officiating. It was 2 years ago at the funeral of our son, who was stillborn after a very difficult decision at 26 weeks, as his brain wasn't developing properly. And it's one thing to be able to offer comfort to others. It's another thing to be able to sink into the grief yourself. It humbles you a lot when your life turns upside down. And the question that we had been thinking about and still hold is, how do we honor the memory of our son who we didn't really have a chance to know? There were, in fact, no words that came out of him yet. What do we do? What do we say? There are times when ritual gives us words to say and things to do when we don't know what to say or what to do. And so we had a traditional week of Shiva and we had people over, but we didn't have the memories to share. We had the hopes, the dreams, the yearnings we had hoped for. And that was as excruciating as you might think it is, and in fact, more so. What helped carry us through that time was a lot of music. I'm a musician and have spent a lot of time drumming and chanting and composing original melodies that show up in my head for different psalms and prayers. And during our fertility journey, there were a number of melodies, 13 of them, in fact, that came to me, all of which stemmed from our grief process and our desire to remember him. One of the melodies, it's traditional at the Shabbat Friday night dinner table to bless our children. And I can remember many times when one or both of my parents would put their hands on me and offer the priestly blessing, and I wanted to do that. And in a way that I don't understand, a Latin jazz melody came into my head for that one, and we sing it every Friday night, both to our son Shemaria and to our wonderful six-month-old little guy Rami over here. And making an album is not an easy undertaking, but I am grateful that these melodies have gone out into the world with his name on the album, with melodies that were inspired by him. And interestingly enough, every time I talk about him every time I sing one of these melodies. It feels like he's inside them, like he's still here. The melodies on the album are all in Hebrew, so I won't share those. But there was a 14th melody that showed up during our fertility journey. And that one came when this one was getting ready to make his presence known to us. And the words are in English, so I want to share them with you. It says, may we turn toward the light. May we turn toward hope. May we turn toward new possibilities. And may we have the courage to accept what this journey will bring. I see some nods, and I suspect some of those nods are from wise people who know that sometimes the more we push away what's coming our way, the more struggle we have, the quicker we can accept it, and in fact, in some way, learn how to make music from it, the easier it will be for us to move forward. So, in honor of our son Shamaria, and also inspired by the little guy around me over here, who, if you need a dose of cuteness, you should feel free to go up to him afterwards and say hi. He's adorable. Goes like this. May we turn toward the light. May we turn toward hope. May we turn toward new possibilities. Try that. May we turn toward the light. May we turn toward hope. May we turn toward new possibilities. Part two. May we have the courage to accept what this journey will bring. Join me. May we have the courage to accept what this journey will bring. One of my favorite teachings. Thank you. I'll leave you with a quote from Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, who said, there are only three ways to respond to suffering. The first is to sit in silence. The second is to cry out. And the third is to turn sorrow into song. May all of the memories be for a blessing, and may we remember that even when holding on to memory and culture is hard, there are also great blessings and wisdom for us one day at a time. May all of the memories be for a blessing, and may all of us remember to find the cuteness in the world every single day. Thank you.